Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, a very special episode, we're joined with not one, not two, but joined with three of our Max's top 10 finalists. I'd like to welcome Patrick McAuliffe, Manny De Los Angeles, and David Sinney to the Challenge Podcast. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hey mate, how are you?
Guys. How are we doing?
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having us.
I'm really well. It's going to be a big party here tonight, guys. But look, just a few weeks ago, you found out that not only did you make the top 10, all three of you made the top 10. What has the past couple of weeks been like for you guys?
What, yours, Pat? You start, buddy.
Pat, start us off, mate. What has it been like for you?
Yeah, for me, it's just been like, it's been over the moon. Like, it's just, you realize that you can do these things, and like with the hard work you put into it, you can get there. And I don't know, just feel accomplished. You know, you hold your head up high and get on with life and just be confident in what you're doing and who you are.
So good. Now, Manny, you're actually a top 10 repeater and a Challenge Podcast repeater. What was it like finding out that you made the top 10 for a second time?
It was a nice surprise, mate. I'll tell you that much. Haven't been there and done it before. I told the boys when we first started, I said, look, I'm here just to support you. I've been there before, kind of know what to expect, the training and all that sort of thing. So I thought, I'm just going to be here to support the boys, stay accountable. And then when the announcement was made, it was awesome. It was a really good surprise. So yeah. And the fact that we all got in, all three of us, it was just even better.
So good. And David, what was it like when you found out that you made that top 10, buddy?
Wow. I think we got a video of it actually, so we should probably share that with you. But I couldn't believe it. I was the first one announced. We're all at my place, having pizza and beers. And I couldn't believe it. I really did. I was just jumping around. Honestly, I was jumping around the room. It's us, the guys. And then Manny was announced second, and then Pat third. It was just, it was awesome. Awesome.
So, you guys were all watching the Facebook Live event?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That would have been very exciting to hear your names called out. And, you know, it was in alphabetical order. So, Ben, you would be first, Manny second, and then Patrick final. Oh, so good. But look, guys, do you want to maybe take us through a little bit of an introduction of yourselves, maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work? So, Pat, would you like to start us off, mate?
My name is Patrick McAuliffe, 35 years old, vehicle spray painter, father of two children, a girl and a boy. Found out recently that me and Dave were related. We are related. We found out that parents are first cousins. So we kind of had a connection through that, and we just got together and just became good friends through that. And Manny is actually Dave's brother-in-law as well. So we're just all connected through family and now really, really good friends.
So good. And you live really close to each other?
Yeah. All within. Yeah. Just from each other. So.
Yep. Now, Manny, you've given us a little bit of an introduction in our previous podcast, but do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to over the past year or two since the last podcast?
Yeah, mate. Well, what I've been up to is why I'm back here again. You know, with the COVID stuff that happened last year, kind of let myself go. Mm-hmm. Never stopped training, but kind of used the excuse that I was training to say, oh, you know, I'm still pretty fit, I'm healthy. But obviously, you know, you eat the wrong things. You just kind of, these things get away from you. So, I mean, the good thing was the boys were all training together and the Max's Challenge came along. So, just an awesome way to stay accountable again and get back into, you know, fitness side of things and get fit again. Yeah, came around at the right time.
So good. And David, would you like to introduce yourself, mate? So you're your second cousins with Pat. Is that how it works out?
Yeah, I've always known of Pat, never met him.
Yep.
And he moved into the area as well, as about around the same time as us where we live.
Yep.
Actually, Manny met Pat before I did. So, but yeah, got to know each other really well. And they're really good friends now, but still training together. Keep training. We'll continue to train. So, yeah. But yeah, a bit about myself. Just turned 40, four kids, three girls and a boy. Yeah, I'm a general manager at a Toyota dealership in Sydney. Been doing that for quite a while. So I really enjoy that. Yeah, that's about me.
Oh, so good. So guys, look, I need to know, whose house were you training at?
Mine.
At Manny's.
Manny's house.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have like a sweet name for the gym?
It's lovingly called the House of Pain.
The House of Pain. Okay.
The House of Pain. Manny's House of Pain. So many will come, not many come back. But these boys came back. So
Manny's House of Pain. Okay. And this was in your garage, or is a garage bleeding out into the backyard? What's the setup garage. Like? Garage?
Yeah, the garage. And then I've got a nice area sort of out the side where we do a lot of sled training. So the high intensity plyometric stuff, the tire pushes, tire flips, farmers carries. So good setup. Yeah, yep. Dave's favorite. He loved the early morning farmer carries and tire flips. So sled pulls, sled pushes. Yeah, it's nice. It's fun. Good fun.
So David, are you planning to open up a farm of your own after all those carries?
I'd love to. I think Manny's grass hasn't been green like that for a long time, to be honest with you. Long story, but
after some heavy sessions, Dave would fertilize the grass with whatever he had for dinner the night before. That way we knew he was training hard, which is always good. So if he didn't get to that point, I knew he wasn't training hard enough. So it was a good indication, good marker. Yep.
Well, look, you've got to save money on that fertilizer so you could buy more equipment, right?
Yeah.
So you're doing us all a favor, Pat. Thanks, mate. Now, Manny, I guess people when they're training at home often feel a little bit lost about what equipment they need to get, where they feel like they need to get all the things or they just need to get one thing. Would you mind taking us through some of the bits and pieces or toys that you have in Manny's pleasure house?
House of pleasure would be something different.
But okay, all right. Well, different strokes. Yeah, okay.
There we go there. Yeah. That's a different room.
Tell us what's in the garage.
In the garage, I just started out and it's been like years. I've just accumulated things over the years, but the main things that I started off with were a squat rack, obviously just some Olympic lifting equipment. So the bars, I've got some bumper plates, which make it easier for Olympic lifting movements. Then I've got a chin-up bar on the wall. And just recently, probably in the last 6 months or so, I added in a pull-down machine and a seated leg extension and leg curl machine as well. And then apart from that, I've got just some dumbbells. So it's not a huge space, but it's got everything that we need, obviously. And it depends on how you use the equipment, variation, forms, different exercises. You can obviously hit the whole body without having too much equipment. So yeah, it's a good space and we've got everything that we sort of need. Obviously, it would be great to have all the extra bits and pieces that you find in the gym. But I think at the time where we really started training properly, gyms were closed. Not everything was available anyway. Having the home gym definitely, it's a good option. Definitely helps.
Yeah. I recently switched to my just home gym only. So I don't train at a gym anymore and only train at home. I really love that feeling where you get to play your own music, maybe train without any shoes on and you have just your own equipment, your own space. And it can be quite nice, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like my best squat shoes are my slides. So if you ask the boys, in the morning, early morning deadlifts and squats with slides on. It's just the best thing. So
good. So when were you guys training? In the morning, was it?
Yeah. We'd kick off at 5:30 every morning. I start quite early. I've got to be at work at 7:30. The boys probably start late. So they got up for me. So 5:30, it was pretty cold in winter.
Yep.
And can get cold in winter. But we all did it. We all hooked into it and supported everyone.
Yeah. Now, were you all following the same program?
No.
Or was it a little bit different?
No, me and Pat were doing the lean and ripped and Dave was doing the size and strength program.
Yeah. Okay. Did you kind of adapt the training programs that you guys were doing similar things or did you just do your same programs in different times? How did that work?
Oh, sorry. So the diet plans, that's what we were doing. But the training plans, we all started at different strength levels and different sort of experience levels too.
Yep.
But we just adjusted everything so that we could all go one after the other in the way of weights and movements and whatnot until the boys got familiar with certain movements. We'd substitute them with something else. Obviously, using the Max's plan is a really good guide to follow for the rep ranges and the sets and everything else like that. So we just did the adjustments to suit everyone else. And we're at a good point now where we're pretty much training at all the same level. So while the strengths very, very minutely, I would say minutely, I'm still the strongest out of the bunch, but
okay.
But we've like elevated like big time. So it's really good. We can all sort of don't have to adjust to weights too much, which is awesome.
Yeah. So Manny, were you like the more experienced one out of the group?
On
the Max's side of things, because I've sort of been there, done that before, but training wise, been training for a long time. The boys have also trained but not done something so focused like this, I suppose. So it was just good to be able to share that kind of the experiences with them and just give them some pointers here and there with exercises and a few things with the nutrition as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, look, let's talk a little bit about why you chose to start the challenge. And of course, you know, we've all been through a similar experience, especially over that COVID time where maybe we gained a little bit of weight or we weren't training as hard as we used to. But often there's like a tipping point where we go, yeah, okay, that's it. I'm going to try to do something to change this situation. Would you guys like to tell me a little bit of a story about maybe why you chose to sign up to the challenge yourself or maybe why you chose to do it altogether? So Pat, would you like to kick us off? Why did you choose to join the challenge?
Well, for myself, I started training maybe 4 or 5 years ago, on and off. But really the tipping point was, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I had a separation, I have 2 kids and everything. And you kind of get down in the dumps and lose your confidence in yourself. And I just needed that look good, feel good kind of vibe and that pick me up. And like, I'm good friends with Dave and Manny, and they'd always check up on me and always invite me, like, come on, let's go train, let's train. And every day they'd ask me how I am. And then the challenge came up and we all kind of just like, yeah, let's do it. And then we're all like goal focused and we all wanted to do well. And we kind of all just went into it and went 110% from the beginning, which was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you have any like expectations of what you were wanting to achieve out of the challenge for yourself, Pat?
Well, my expectation was I wanted to come out the other end and just be proud of the achievement and the effort I put in. Like, I didn't want to come out the other end and say, I wish I ate better. I wish I trained more. I wish I didn't do this. I wish I didn't do that. So I was strict from day dot all the way to the end. And it wasn't until photo shoot day at the end is when we actually stopped and looked at ourselves and looked at the photos and was like, wow, because we just trained and we didn't know what we were doing. We just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until the time was up. And then by the time we saw what we achieved, we just blew each other away, I think. Like, I had never, ever pictured myself in this lifetime to look as good as we did in that photo. So it was a matter for me.
Well, you guys should be so proud of what you've achieved through that this 12 weeks. So all of you have achieved something very unique, right? Pat, you've completely transformed your body. Dave, you've definitely put on some size and some muscles. I guess you followed that build size and strength program. And then Manny, you know, you've taken that 2019 physique and then added more to it. So the three of you kind of encouraged each other to take it to the next level, right? Well, look, Dave, can you tell us a little bit of a story about maybe why you chose to do the challenge and especially going down that path of build size and strength, which it's clear that you have. What was your story leading up to the challenge?
Yeah, look, I'd been training probably 6 to 12 months before the challenge. And I think I got to a point where I just needed that extra motivation. But with myself, I don't know if anyone's read, I fell sick about 10 years ago and I had my stomach removed, right? And I lost quite a lot of weight. I struggled to put weight on. I'd look myself in the mirror and I think, wow, how can I put weight on? Like, I'm just, you know, I struggled for years. And with the help of Manny, he said, come train. And he tried a couple of times over the last couple of years, but finally there was a point where I thought, you know what, I've got to do something about it. Yeah, 6 months into it, the challenge came up and it was just perfect timing. I think I plateaued. I didn't have anything to work towards. And the challenge was there. And we trained 7 days a week. You know, we didn't miss a day. Well, we'll probably miss a couple of days here and there, but yeah, it just gave me that extra motivation. And to have the boys with us, there's sometimes I'm in bed, laying in bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, thinking, God, I could sleep in. But we didn't want to let each other down, and bang, out of bed we went, meet each other, 5:30, away we went. And yeah, it was just motivation, extra motivation.
Yeah. I think that's so powerful, right? Because you're not just doing it for yourself. You almost have to be there for someone else. You have to be accountable to someone else, right?
Yeah, correct.
Now, Pat and Dave, seeing someone like Manny go through the challenge in 2019, were you influenced from Manny's previous experience to join the challenge, or was it very different pathway into the challenge?
For myself, I kind of knew Manny. I actually lived 4 houses down from Manny back in 2019, but I didn't have a lot. I didn't know him that closely. So I knew he did it. He did well, but I didn't really see the transformation. But when it was my turn, like, he just encouraged me and opened me in welcome arms and just opened his house to me, and we did everything we could.
So good. All right. Well, Manny, you've kind of alluded to it already at the start, but what made you want to come back and give it another attempt at the challenge, given that you made that top 10 in 2019? And of course, life changes and things get in the way. And of course, we had this big thing come through, our old friend COVID. What made you want to sign up again and give it another go?
When I did it in 2019, obviously the discipline, when you're so focused on something, when you've got a goal and you got a set time to start and a finish date, you're more motivated. So I knew that letting myself go, so to speak, with the weight and just getting much more complacent with my eating and stuff, I needed to reel it back in. And I knew that having done it in 2019, it was one of the best shapes I've been like in my whole life, basically. So having still trained, but again, not having that discipline with the food and knowing that training with the boys, just, you know, not as seriously, but still training, I knew that it would be a bit of a kickstart for all of us to get back into, you know, really good shape. It doesn't just, having such a drastic change and getting fit, getting healthy, losing weight doesn't just influence you physically. It's your emotional health. It's like your personal, it's your social health that is all affected. And it's for all the positive reasons. And it's a positive change that happens. So I think with a lot of people, with COVID being stuck at home and not being able to go out and do everything that we were sort of doing previously, a lot of people fell into that sort of rut, into that hole again. And as I was saying, when the challenge came around again, I knew there would be a good opportunity for us to just get back into a good spot health-wise, mentally, physically, and just kind of not a new beginning altogether, but just a good, nice new chapter, so to speak. So it was just, as other boys said, it was just perfect timing. And yeah, it was just really good to, we really put our heads down and we trained hard. And I don't think either of us or all of us, any of us missed more than, say, 1 to 2 days in a row for training. And at the end of it, even though we knew and we saw progress happening in those last final weeks, that's where you see the final product of all the hard work that you did. And it made it all worth it. So it was definitely a really good experience. So yeah, that's why, that's what brought me back, definitely.
Beautiful. Well, look, I did want to touch on your little bromance that we've got here, right? Where often we see this similar story as adults, where sometimes it's difficult to form those close relationships with people or even to continue to build those relationships. And we often find when there's something physical involved, not that type of physical, but something fitness related, right? Where we're going and doing a sport together, we're hiking, we're training, we're doing something that's like pushing us to the limits physically, we find that we bond really well with each other. So, and I can imagine that the three of you would have become closer and closer when you've pushed yourself harder on a deadlift, push yourself on the squat, taking those extra reps for those chin-ups or leg extensions, bicycles, whatever it is, doing the farmer's carry at 5 a.m. and the sled push and all the things, right? Could you tell us how that relationship would have like grown over that 12 weeks? And what was it like training with each other daily and catching up daily and being so close to other people daily, right? Where you're training with each other. So Pat, could you tell us a little bit about this relationship that you guys had and how it evolved over 12 weeks?
Well, getting up every morning and having that commitment to like get up every morning and train, it wasn't just for yourself because we were training as a team and you didn't want to let yourself down and you wanted to encourage each other. So we made sure we were there every morning. And also like checking in on each other every single day, whatever's going on in your life, when there's only three of you at 5:30 in the morning, you're talking about it. If something's on your mind, you're talking about it. And when you don't miss a day for 12 weeks straight, all different emotions come through. And we're always there to support each other, like what's going on in our personal lives or at work, but even just in our training, like we all have our strengths and weaknesses. Like if I'm, you know, whatever I'm struggling in, Dave would help me, whatever Dave's struggling in, I'd help him. We just very encouraging. And just because our families are so close, we have to train. Like some people have problems with like, what do we do with the kids when we've got to train? Like there's days we're training and there's like 10 kids running around. You know what? And it just encourages us because it brought families together. And for us to see that our children, their relationships getting closer and they're becoming better friends just as we were, it was just great to see. And it's very encouraging for us.
Yeah, I like that. Well, it's not just you guys training and building your relationship. It's like the family is getting closer together. And it would have been really cool spending close to 84 days seeing each other daily, right? And I think when male masculinity, it's almost like, oh, we have to kind of keep to ourselves a little bit or bottle things up, right? Where you guys are spending almost every day with each other, you can have those deep kind of chats and support each other, not just physically, but support each other like emotionally, where sometimes guys kind of miss that a little bit. But David, can you tell us a little bit about how that relationship for you over that 12 weeks period, being really close with Manny and with Pat?
Yeah, look, I've known Manny for what now, 10, 15 years, but Pat, like I said, we're related and I didn't know Pat, didn't know him for a bar of soap, but in that 3 months, that 4 months we were training, I got to know another person and he's like a good mate. He's a best mate. We talk every day and we talk about work. We talk about family, things that are going on in life and just share our experiences with everything, with work and life. So yeah, it's good. It's got us definitely closer together, especially even with Manny. Like I said, I've known Manny for 15 years and we know more about each other now so than ever.
So good. Manny, any extra comments about your relationship between the three of you, your bromance, between the three of you?
And, you know, it was just, I suppose we were lucky because we had that support and we had that support base and we didn't want to let each other down. And in the mornings at 5:20, where it was just too frigging cold, I was just too tired. I knew that if I did not get up and open my garage door, the boys would be waiting there and I'd be getting the messages and the calls saying, just get up. So, and it happened quite a few times. So I think we were lucky in that way because I know that a lot of people will fall off the wagon because you don't have that support. You don't have someone pushing you. And it definitely helps. I think you need a good support base as well. And I've always been the type of person to do my own thing and train on my own. And I always thought that's the best way that I did train. But it just goes to show that with the right support and the right people around you, your results are good. It was really good.
Yeah, you're talking about that training side of things, right? You kind of are as strong as the people around you, right? And it's a weird saying, but within, let's say, powerlifting communities, right? Like the guys and girls who are powerlifters, they like egg each other on to push each other to like the extreme, right? And you would have gone through a similar experience between the three of you where you're kind of drawing on each other's strengths so that you can push that heavier weight or take it further, that type of thing, right? Did you experience that where those times where you didn't think you were able to, let's say, complete that deadlift, you kind of pushed each other through and then were able to complete that deadlift or maybe like a squat? Or like, was there a certain exercise where it was like your favorite and you'd just see almost like a little bit of a competition as who could kind of push it furthest?
Well, I don't know about pushing each other the furthest, but like definitely like just having someone there to encourage you and just helping you just verbally encouraging or helping with your form, or actually like Manny could see me and he could know if I could lift heavier. Like I could think that's it, but he knew I could lift heavier. So he'd say, nah, bump it up. And him having that faith in me, and I just pushed it through and I just watched myself just get stronger and stronger and stronger, because I think training by yourself, you get in that comfort zone and then pushing that little bit more, you might have that bit of fear of injuries or dropping weights or something. But when you got someone there to spot you and say, yeah, you can do this, it just goes a long way. And it shows how much you can push yourself with just the right encouragement and support.
Yeah, having someone to spot you definitely helps. 100%.
Yeah,
support was big. So with the boys, just, I suppose, not even just specific numbers, but I'd always joke and say, if you can lift this amount of weight as you warm up, then we can train together. You know what I mean? Because then we don't have to keep on pulling weights on and off the bar. So, by the end of the 3 months, we were all doing that. So that was a plus.
Yeah.
But it was the encouragement. Yeah. So when I saw the boys were able to lift a certain weight, or it was a few little small tweaks on form or something, we could all give each other a bit of constructive criticism, but also just inform and just knowledge altogether.
Yeah. I like that. Now, did you guys have a certain exercise that you like all collectively thoroughly enjoyed? Other than David, who loved his farmer's carries, was there like a collective exercise they love, let that be the classic bench press or the classic deadlift or something like that?
I like the bench press.
The bench press. His chest days.
Every day. Chest every day, I would.
Every day is chest day for Dave.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I love training back, and I'll do like just body weight pull-ups for warm-up and whatnot. And I got the boys into doing that. Whereas like in the beginning, doing one, doing five body weight pull-ups was a struggle. And we just part of that encouraging and all that sort of things and incorporating it into the exercises and the program that we were doing. Just, it was awesome to see the progress from the start to the finish from like 3 months ago to now, where they're just pumping out all these bodyweight pull-ups. One of my favorite exercises now, so I'm not sure about them, but it's just awesome to see the progress now. It's pretty amazing to see how far that we've all sort of progressed from that. So yeah, that was good for me to see.
So good. Well, look, when anybody completes the challenge, they would face their own unique challenges along the way, right? It's never any sunshine and rainbows. So now, I guess, guys, would you like to speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you may have faced either individually or collectively while you guys were completing the January challenge? Pat, would you like to start us off, mate?
Challenges during the challenge. It's just, I don't know if there was any really for me, because I was so focused on the challenge. I might be on a Sunday afternoon and Manny would be like, I'd be like mowing the lawn on a Sunday afternoon and I'm going to train an hour. And I'm at his house. Like, I was just dropping whatever I was doing and just training whenever we could. Even if I had the kids, I'd bring them with me. I really don't think there was too many challenges because I was so focused on it and I wanted it so bad that I just did anything and everything that I could to get the result.
I was going to say, one of the running sort of comments we would always say is top 10 or bust.
Yeah.
And that was just the motivating thing to say, just come on, top 10 or bust, top 10 or bust. And that was just, yeah, having a laugh, having a giggle, but a bit of motivation.
Top 10 or bust.
I love that.
What about you, Dave? Do you face any big challenges while you're completing the challenge?
Yeah, food was a challenge for me. Like, I'd always eat healthy, but overnight I'd snack. I'd just snack and chips and things like that. And it was the hardest thing to get, take that away. But once I started the challenge, you know what? Top 10 or bust. It just had to happen. So I had to make those sacrifices. And yeah, there it goes. And I got through it. And still to the day, I haven't really sat down and had that much chips now. So yeah.
So good. Well, look, guys, from here, let's talk about some advice. So I'm sure many people have reached out to you, maybe within your close friendship groups and social circles and such, you know, asking you like, what have you done and how do I lose weight and that type of thing. If someone was about to start their own fitness journey or maybe join the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person? Dave, would you like to start us off?
Look, the results after the 3 months was incredible. So just give it a go. Yeah. That if you can join a gym or find a friend to go with and just give it a crack, you know, you've got nothing to lose. You know, like, you'll feel healthy eating the right food. Your mindset's is right. I know definitely for myself with my job, I've got to be on the ball all the time. And I was thinking right. I was making the right decisions. And then just turning up to work charged. I was charged. I was pumped. I just felt good about myself. I think, yeah, just give it a go. Nothing to lose.
I like that. Pat, any other advice you'd offer someone if they wanted to get fit and healthy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think there's something you don't like about yourself, like your appearance or your weight or whatever. If you want it so bad, like, I experienced this for myself, where if you want to change something, it can be done. And like with the Maxis Challenge, all the calculations are there for you. They tell you the exercises, they tell you the diet. All you got to do is just turn up and do it. If you just follow the program, turn up and do it, after 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to see results. And if you keep doing it, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, you're going to see the results and all your friends are going to see your results. And then you're just going to feel amazing for it. And you're going to be an inspiration to your friends and everyone's going to ask you how you did it and you encourage them to do it. It's just, I think it's just, if you want something to change, just do it, I think. Just commit yourself, commit your time and energy, your thoughts, and just follow the plan. It's, the hard work's been done for you. Just turn up and just do it daily and you'll get there. 100% you'll get there as long as you commit to it.
I like that. Any extra comments, Manny?
Oh, you know, more or less what the boys said. I think it starts in the mind, your own mindset. You got to want that change. And, you know, if you stick to it, it's not going to be easy, but you stick to it and the changes will happen. So, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
I love it. So good. Well, look, guys, let's wrap it up there. I do want to take a moment to thank all three of you for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. You've all shown us that the challenge sometimes isn't just a single game or single sport, you know, where you're by yourself. It's not a solo journey, and it can take a community or a group to push us through it. And then you showed us that, where, you know, all three of you have made it into the top 10. You've achieved an amazing result. You've put on some muscle. You've lost some weight. You've improved your health and improved your emotional well-being. Your family's getting close together. It's just wins, 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 wins. So a big congratulations to you guys. And thank you for showing everyone that you can do it if you focus and put your mind to it.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.